WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. We're at 3 degrees above zero. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Half a dozen wildfires burning in Los Angeles County. One blaze in Altadena has killed 5 people. A lot of people using garden hoses to try to save their places. L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley pleading with them to not do that.
Our firefighters need every single ounce of water that's out there to help supply our fire hoses. We need the community to understand that when they're using water or overuse of water during active incident, that could hamper our ability to utilize the water resource that we need.
Under the Capitol Rotunda, admirers continue to file past the flag-draped coffin of former President Jimmy Carter. A formal state funeral for the 39th president is set for Thursday. After almost 2 weeks, striking ski patrollers and Utah's Park City Mountain Resort reached tentative agreement on a contract, unclear when 200 union members were to take a vote. This is ABC News. Seems not being a member of Congress has been a pretty lucrative business opportunity for this disgraced former member.
Hey, Luke, it's George Santos.
He was kicked out of Congress for ethics violations, but since then, George Santos has made $400,000 selling personalized videos on Cameo.
Hey, Tyler, it's George Santos. Just stopping by.
He made another $400K for participating in a documentary, according to federal prosecutors, who are asking a judge to deny Santos's request to delay next month's sentencing in his fraud case as a part of his plea. He agreed to pay about $600,000 in forfeiture and restitution, money he now claims he doesn't have. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A court hearing in Minneapolis for 77-year-old Jerry Hal Sliderman has been postponed. He was supposed to plead guilty to hiding a stolen pair of ruby slippers Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz. But his lawyer says the 77-year-old is hospitalized, sentencing postponed indefinitely. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 27. Bright early, but then clouds gradually increasing. For tonight, cloudy, a 50% chance of scattered light snow showers by late evening. Just a dusting possible, a low of 18. Friday, clouds mixed with breaks of sunshine, a bit warmer than normal, and a high of 28. Friday night, partly cloudy and colder, a low of 13. Increasingly cloudy Saturday and 25. Looks like some light snow rolling in late Saturday night, and through the day Sunday, 1 to 2 inches of light snow is possible. Sunday's high, 31. In Richland Center, we were at 7 at midnight, or right now we're at 3 degrees. As we officially began that broadcast day today, Thursday, January 9th.
So proudly we hailed. sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Peter Hollins featuring Home Free and Amazing Grace. Before that, Faith Hill doing the honors for a national anthem. And here we are together again, friends, Thursday, January 9th. And as I drove the mighty Pontiac Vibe this morning, it just was not warming up there in the cab of the Vibe. It wasn't. I don't know. But by the time I got here, it was. Oh, well. June has the heated steering wheel and heated seats, and I have not much. But nonetheless, we made it this morning. Winds around 3, temperature around 3. Winds are light and variable this morning. So what you hear is what you get temperature-wise. And what is scary is I kind of get used to it. I got out of the car, you know, hey, doesn't feel that bad out here. Oh, okay. We're ready. As we attack Thursday, here's George Jones.
I was ruling the roost and I had all the chicks to myself. And then suddenly it happened, a funny little feeling I felt. Yeah, I tried to outrun it, but it finally caught up with me. But how could I run from something that I can't see? Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing to call the love bug. Yeah, I was walking all around with my head held a well high. And then it fooled me, hit me, really took me by surprise. Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the love bug.
Let that be a lesson to you today. There you go. Look out for that love bug. George Jones on the Light in the Milk House show. We'll check sports scores coming up in just a little bit. It was a nice win for the Bucks last night as they actually put two in a row together. Seems like when they want to play, they do, and they can do well. So they did get a win last night. A reminder, the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will be meeting on Thursday, 5 o'clock today at the Riverway Board office in Muscadet. The meeting also will be broadcast via Zoom. For further information, contact Mark Cupp, Executive Director, at 608-739-3188 or 1-800-221-3792 or stop by the office. And the Village of Boaz Caucus for Spring Election will be held at 5:30 today. The regular meeting of the Boaz Village Board will follow at 6 p.m. tonight. A special meeting at the Boaz Village Board will be held Friday at 4:30 to complete an audit of the financial records for 2024. All notices can be accessed at boazwi.gov. Three above at WRCO. Let's warm it up a little bit with Marty Stewart.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down.
Marie is gone. My life won't be the same. a place in time when she was mine, and that won't ever change. I can be with her anytime I please. Memory, take me back to my
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO Radio. It is now 20 minutes after 5 o'clock. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Damian Lillard had 26 points and 8 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 25 points, 16 rebounds, and 8 assists. And the Milwaukee Bucks beat the San Antonio Spurs 121-105. Brooke Lopez scored 22, including 17 in the first half. A.J. Green and Gary Trent each had 14 as the Bucks won their second consecutive game after losing 4 of 5. Indiana was a winner over the Bulls, 129-113. Philadelphia, 109. Washington, 103. Cleveland, 129. Oklahoma City, 122. Detroit, 113. Brooklyn, 98. New York, 112. Toronto, 98. Portland beat New Orleans, 119-100. And Denver over the Clippers, 126-103. Illinois was a winner in men's basketball over Penn State, 91-52. On the ice, Chicago 3-1 over Colorado. It was Washington 2, Vancouver 1 in overtime, and Florida 4-1 over Utah. The NHL postponed the Los Angeles Kings home game against the Calgary Flames Wednesday, with several massive wildfires still burning across the greater Los Angeles area. That's an update on sports.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
5:22 the time. It's time to really get serious about the day as we play the aerobic polka. Yes. A smoke and aerobic polka right there from Whoopi John and the band, the Pennsylvania Polka. On the Light in the Milk House show, it's 5:24. Here is Travis Tritt.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing alright. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Thank you.
Take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day?
In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
A stone cold classic from Willie Nelson on WRCO, like the Milk House Show. The temperature today will rise to around 27, so it will be a bit warmer. There is a 50% chance of scattered light snow showers by late tonight, mainly just a dusting possible and a low of 18. Tomorrow, some sunshine and 28. Right now in Richland Center, we're up a degree after the overnight low of 2. We're at 3 above zero.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
The Senate Minority Leader also wants the new farm bill done. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Join us January 20th through the 23rd in San Diego, California for the Clean Fuels Conference, featuring keynote speakers, industry expert panels, world-class networking opportunities, special events, and more. For event details, visit cleanfuelsconference.org. First, a second U.S. port strike has been averted. Union leaders and employers reached a tentative deal yesterday that keeps 45,000 dock workers from going on strike on the 15th. The wage portion of the agreement was already handled a couple of months ago. The major sticking point in the negotiations was the use of automation at ports. The ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee is not concerned the farm bill will become an afterthought in the new Congress. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar tells Brownfield the aid package passed during the lame duck will help farmers through difficult financial times.
I think the farm bill is going to be at the forefront because of the challenges we have. You still have avian flu out there and animal diseases, and I think that's going to create a lot of pressure to, hey, we better get an actual farm bill done.
She says 2025 will be a year of change with the new administration.
But what is not going to change is my devotion to working across the aisle and making sure that we keep in place a safety net for our farmers, and then making sure we put, my perspective, well-spent funding into things like rural development and housing.
Klobuchar says those are important issues for rural America that people don't always associate with the farm bill. John Deere has announced another round of layoffs at the Ottumwa, Iowa plant. In a statement to Brownfield, the company says about 75 production employees will be on indefinite layoff starting February 7th. The Ottumwa facility was temporarily shut down in December due to a lack of product demand. An animal disease specialist says the recent uptick in avian influenza outbreaks is in part due to the milder winter weather. Dr. Keith Paulson with Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Center tells Brownfield, many lakes and ponds have not frozen, so some wild birds are not migrating south as early as they normally would, putting more domestic poultry at risk.
So we're seeing a lot of Canada geese that are coming down into poultry, and we're seeing more in Louisiana and some of our other southern flyways.
Paulson says nationally there have been more H5N1 infected flocks recently.
The southern part of the United States, they're not out of the woods yet. We did see some broiler flocks in the southeast. Again, those are all spillover from migratory birds.
USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says nationwide, 63 commercial flocks and 54 backyard flocks had been infected in the past 30 days. And that includes 3 Wisconsin flocks, 2 commercial flocks, and a backyard flock. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs ended the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were floated at $200 live in Kansas. While the North remained quiet, significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota this week, the best test was on steers, 550 to 599 pounds, 600 to 699 pounds. Both were $8 to $12 higher. The best test on heifers came at 500 to 549 pounds, which were $10 to $15 lower. The USDA says demand was good to very good for the first calf offering of the year. There were many packages and loads on offer, but most calves are weaned and preconditioned. Flesh varied, and quality was mostly average to attractive. The market was active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 651 to 691 pounds, brought 296 to 320, 50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 602 to 648 pounds, brought 277 to 300. $1. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for heavy off. Range choice up 282 at 328.61. Select closed $1.46 higher at 306.89. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, up about 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed modestly lower with a solid negotiated run. Processors were able to move needed numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. While demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, it continues to face some challenges domestically. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Dairy Direct closed 38 cents lower with a weighted average of 78.51. The Iowa Minnesota was down 19 cents with a weighted average of 78.72, and the Western Corn Belt down 32 cents with a weighted average of 78.59. Pork values closed higher, up $2.13 at 98.53, and estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up about 14,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower on profit-taking, waiting on direct business to develop, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's woodcutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn finished lower, watching weather in South America and getting ready for Friday's USDA numbers. March beans were down 2¾ at 994 and a half. May was 1¾ lower at 1006. March corn was down 4 at 454, and May was 3¼ lower at 462 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were lower, with traders wary about beef prices around these levels. February live was down $1.87 at 193.70, and April was 2.25 lower at 195.52. March feeders were down 2.95 at 264.97. And on spread trade and questions about domestic pork demand, February hogs were up 30 at 79.47. April lean was down 65 at 85.07. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
2024 was a good year to be in pork production. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Last year turned out pretty well for pork producers, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA livestock economist Michael McConnell says the latest Hogs and Pigs report says 35.2 million pigs came into the world between September and November.
Sows farrowed between September and November was at just under 3 million farrowings for the quarter, about level a year ago. But the pigs per litter was 11.92, which was 2% higher than a year ago. And that was a record high and substantially higher than where we were a year ago.
McConnell says it was a good wrap-up to a better year for pork producers.
First of all, relatively lower feed costs have helped producers as the price of corn and soybean meal has been relatively lower. That's helped returns through much of 2024, and that's likely going to continue into 2025. The other thing, too, is that, you know, demand has been fairly good, both in terms of export growth as well as, you know, strong prices and strong values feeding the domestic market as well.
McConnell adds, however, there remains a fine line between production and demand for pork. He says farrowing intentions now through May are down about 1%, but the pigs per litter rate could offset that a bit. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Dairy replacement animals will lighten your wallet. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A market expert says higher beef prices are creating additional challenges for dairy herd expansion. Mike North with EverAg says dairy producers have been using sexed semen to get beef calves from dairy cows, as markets for the cattle have notched record highs.
Some of these 2- and 3-day-old calves bringing as much as $1,000. And so if I've got an opportunity to make $1,000 on a calf without having to feed it for a year and a half, that's a fantastic opportunity.
He tells Brownfield the beef on dairy trend has resulted in tight replacement heifer supplies and higher heifer prices.
Some animals moving in the Northwest last week, north of $4,000 an animal. That's a pretty tall price. And so now, guess what? We're seeing people starting to switch some of their breeding back to that replacement animal.
In Wisconsin, for example, USDA's report on November prices paid to farmers showed the cost of a replacement dairy animal in October of 2024 was 69% higher than October of 2023. Farmer sentiment in the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer declined slightly from the previous month's record levels. Professor Emeritus Jim Mintert says farmers understand the current state of the ag economy, but he tells Brownfield farmers remain optimistic about the future. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 74 cents, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 191.5 with 3 sales. Cheese barrels up 0.75 cents to 187 with 1 sale. Butter up 2 cents at 260, 8 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up 0.5 cents to 137 with 5 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgriAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Hello, this is Rodney Frymore of Tim Slack Auction Realty LLC with auction results and upcoming events. We would like to thank everyone for your patronage in 2024 and wish you all a happy and prosperous new year. Hay sale results were large squares topping at $185 and large rounds at $95 per ton. Watch our website for more upcoming online auctions. For all your auction real estate needs, call 723-4020. This is Rodney Frymore. Have a wonderful day.
14 minutes away from 6 o'clock, good morning from WRCL. Today's forecast calls for maybe some brighter conditions early, then clouds gradually increasing. A bit warmer today, a high of 27, and tonight a 50% chance of scattered light snow showers by late evening, mainly a dusting of snow possible, and a low of 18. Friday clouds mixed with breaks of sunshine, a bit warmer than normal, and a high of 28. 25 Saturday, 31 Sunday, with possibly 1 to 2 inches of some light fluffy stuff. There you go.
Nobody but a fool would love you after the way you done me. Broke every vow you made me. Broke every rule. Could lie awake all night. Cried till you were out of sight. Loving you with all I have might. Nobody but a fool. I don't know what it was that made me trust you like I did. Stars got in my eyes, or either rocks got in my head. All I knew was your two lips kissed me heavenly. Till yesterday those tender lips kissed goodbye to me.
Smith on WRCO Radio, Nobody But a Fool, 11 minutes before 6, as we get Thursday started, January 9th. Hey, we've got a heat wave going. We're up 2 from the overnight low. It's a big fat 4 degrees.
There's a new kind of music going round. Grass sound. So grab your partner and swing her around and dance to the boogie grass sound. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers Ramblin' Band. We put the music all together, so dance to the boogie grass band. Saws the fiddle too, taught me how to sing and play for you. I got bluegrass in my soul and rhythm in my feet, so dance to the boogie grass beat. I love to hear Bill sing.
tired of holding on to nothing. The years have shown no kindness for the hard times we've been through.
We've squeezed the life from every dream and still go right on bluffing with really nothing left to hold on to.
Oh, why do we keep holding on with nothing left to hold on to? Let's be honest with each other. That's the least that we can do. I feel guilty when the ending me and you. We're holding on with nothing left to hold on to.
We were young and foolishly mistaken, victims of a passion much too strong to be denied.
With only tears to show for all the years that we've been faking, God only knows how long, how hard we tried.
Oh, why do we keep holding on with nothing left to hold on to? Let's be honest with each other. That's the least that we can do. I feel guilty when the ending me and you. We're holding on with nothing left to hold on to. We're holding on with nothing left to hold on to.
Porter Wagner and Dolly Parton on WRCO and Holding On to Nothing. A Red Cross blood drive will be held Friday from 10 until 2:30 at American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There will be one coming up next Tuesday. Make your plans. That's January 14th at St. John's Gym in Muscadet from 11:30 until 5:30. And at the Linden Fire Station next Tuesday as well from noon until 4. Reminders from today's community calendar here on this Thursday morning, the 9th of January. From the Lost and Found, lost a brown female brindle boxer dog named Ginger. If found, please call 608-604-6597. That's 604-6597.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a quiet start to our day around the region, although to the south are gearing up for a major snow and ice storm from Texas all the way up through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys over the next 36 hours. That one's going to rob most of the moisture, but there will be a separate front crossing Wisconsin tonight into early tomorrow. Could bring us at least some scattered light snow showers, leaving a dusting on the roadways and sidewalks overnight. So watch your travel conditions. Otherwise, we catch a break later tomorrow into Saturday before a larger low-pressure system sweeps in from the northern plains. That should bring some general light snow to most of our region throughout the day Sunday. Could bring us perhaps an inch or two, so enough to get the shovels out, and that'll be tapering down to flurries late Sunday night. We will have some strong northwest winds behind that going into Monday morning, causing a bit of drifting. Also, much colder air diving in early next week. It will definitely feel like the middle of winter. We'll see mainly dry conditions for several days next week. So today, look for bright skies early, then clouds gradually increase. High near 27, wind south to southeast up to 10. Overcast tonight with a good chance of scattered light snow showers by late evening. Mainly just a dusting with a low of 18. Tomorrow, clouds mixed with some breaks of sunshine. Still a bit warmer than normal with highs in the upper 20s. West-northwest wind around 10. Saturday should see increasing clouds, low at 13, high 25. Some light snow likely very late Saturday night. Sunday, look for cloudy skies with intermittent light snow, 1 or 2 inches possible through late Sunday night. Low near 20 with a high of 31 on Sunday. Monday, windy and much colder, chance of flurries early, then peaks of sun, low 9, high of 15. Tuesday, frigid with some sunshine, still breezy, high of 17, warming to 29 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently 4 degrees with some clouds today, and yesterday's high was 24. Record high 54 in 2002, record low 25 below zero in 1977. Last year's high 33 and the low 31. Sunset will happen at 4:44 this afternoon. Sunrise time 7:33, coming up 4 this morning. South winds are at 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 2980, on the decline just a little bit today. And right now in Richland Center, after a low of 2, it is 4 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Southern California on fire as emergency crews work to contain multiple blazes across Los Angeles. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
A new fire erupting in the Hollywood Hills, marching toward iconic landmarks. This palm tree outside a Hollywood home catching fire. Neighbors jumping into action, grabbing a ladder and hose to save that house.
The balcony was on fire and I went around the back to grab the garden hose, and luckily they had the Ring camera as well, and they were like, hello, what are you doing? And I'm like, your house is on fire, I'm trying to save it. So they were grateful.
The roads around Hollywood gridlocked as people scrambled to escape.
5 people have lost their lives. More than 2,000 structures have been destroyed. President Biden canceling his trip to Rome to meet with Pope Francis to handle federal response to the fires. The state funeral for former President Jimmy